Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we're going to be visiting with Liz Gilman, and that's because we got to meet her at a Western Iowa tourism meeting. So welcome, Liz, to KJAN.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. One of the things that we learned about, or I learned about, and we talked a little bit about, was White Pole Road and that it's become a byway. So Liz, first tell us the definition of White Pole Road and the area that we're talking about right now.
Okay, well, a lot of your listeners might remember the White Pole Road because, as I understand, it went through your Atlantic, your area. And that was back at the turn of the century. There used to be a marked road between Des Moines and Atlantic, and it was called the White Pole Auto Club. Mm-hmm. Would do promotional drives and things throughout the area. So playing off of that, then it eventually went statewide and became Iowa's first certified state route with the DOT that formed in 1913. So it's got a long history, but back in around the, again, that's interesting, the turn of the 2000, another turn of the century, about 100 years later, I'm originally from Menlo, and so we were looking at ways to refresh the area to get more visitors and their dollars into the area. And so we decided to recreate the White Pole Road between Dexter and Adair, because our five towns had had a past of working together with the 580 Golf and Country Club and things like that. So we started working together. We painted over 700 telephone poles white. And then back in 2008, I applied to be an Iowa byway. Well, the program was kind of in transition with the state, and so I applied, and every year I'd be like, hey, it's Liz, you know, how's that application? And they'd be like, yep, it's on our desk. We're still trying to figure out a consultant to help us with the funding and all that kind of stuff. So many years later, it was about 2016, I got a call. They're like, hey, Liz, we're going to process that application. We are going to go through one more round of designations. So we're going to put you into the system. So in the end, we were selected. They selected three byways, and now the byway system has closed their application process. So we were lucky to get in when we did.
It's a good thing you were persistent, Liz. I mean, some people would have given up if you started in 2008 and you still haven't heard anything. Basically, persistence pays off sometimes.
It really does. I'd call, they're like, yep, Liz, it's still on my desk. Yep, we're you know. So they were good to work with us. And I think, yes, that persistence paid off. But we also made us look within ourselves, and we created our own maps throughout the years. We created our own auto tour. So if you go on to whitepoleroad.com, you can actually pull it up on your phone as you're driving along and pull up to a site like possibly like the Jesse James historical site over in Adair, and then pull it up on your phone and play it and hear the backstory of what happened that day when Jesse James and his gang stole some money from the train.
So who was responsible for making that happen?
Well, I'm actually a video producer, so I know some people, some audio producers in Des Moines that helped me with that. But it was basically through a lot of research and trying to find that backstory, because I thought, you know, you pull up to these places and there's interesting signs and stuff, but yet it doesn't really tell the full story. And we looked into maybe doing like the frequency thing that you can do with radios and things like that when you go through different tourist stops. But in the end, we decided just to do basically an MP3 file, and so we have them on our website, which then makes it onto the phones and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit of a background in promotion and media.
That certainly helps. What's the advantage of now having being designated a byway?
For me, it gave a level of legitimacy, you know, because we're all volunteers along this whole 26-mile stretch. So we have been doing a lot of events and things and cheerleading us all along. And I think it just helps us make it bigger than us in a way, too. It says that the state endorses us. We think this is worthy of getting off the interstate and taking a drive. And helps with the locals to go, oh, hey, gosh, we're official. We had no idea. And then it also helps us be on all the state maps, and they're helping with signage. The signs have gone up this past summer. So you probably have been seeing our new signs that say the White Pole Road Scenic Byway. And when that happened, there was a lot of locals who were like, hey, you know, what's going on here? Or like, they're thinking now of like their attractions and what they can do for signage and how to, you know, attract tourists. And so it's generating some, you know, homegrown businesses and things that will be popping up because of it.
Very good. And I thought it was interesting because you did give us a map here. If you're going along that White Pole Road, to think about how close you are to the railroad, because it actually pretty much follows mm-hmm. the original railroad and kind of shows you where you are from the interstate. So I think that's rather interesting. Let's talk a little more about the white poles, because I've talked to some people who said, I went out and helped paint those white poles. Are we going to repaint the white poles?
Well, yeah, you're probably talking about the women in Anita who were like, we wanted to keep coming through
our
area.
And the tourism people.
Yeah, right, exactly. We welcome that. But yeah, what we have been focusing on are the 26 miles the on off at the exits 176. So we've been focused on that. And at first it was all volunteers painting poles. I've painted some poles. Learned early on that grasshoppers like to eat paint. We didn't know that until one year. They were eating all the paint. And then we've been having a lot of new utility poles going in now, too. So I don't know if you've been on the stretch lately between Adair and Casey, but there's a lot of poles coming up that are painted white and these larger poles going in with all the new power lines going in. So it's good and bad.
New paint.
I know. So we really desperately need paint. And we do hire a painter to go out and do that now because it's hard to keep up.
Well, so, they're big and they're tall and they're out there in the grass kind of. And I mean, they're not easy to get to.
Yes. And I'm told that it's headed toward Cass County in your area. They'll be working on that all the way up to that I'm aware of the Cass County line and then beyond at spring of 2019, I was told. So I'm talking with ITC. They've been good partners. And so we're going to talk about how we can keep our poles painted white.
And hope the grasshopper, maybe they have paint now the grasshoppers don't like or something, because that certainly is just adds to one of those problems along with weather and a lot of other things. So, Liz, one of the things I remember hearing related to the White Pole Road was that there's this big flea market kind of thing. Is it going on?
Yeah, that's an annual event, and that really engages the local communities, the local residents. It's a time for them to sell their wares along the White Pole Road, and we call it the marathon sale because it's 26 miles. So we say it's 26 miles of wheeling and dealing along the White Pole Road. So that's where the marathon sale came about, and it's based on Highway 141 does it here, but it was also originally based on a road in Tennessee, I think it was. One of our members, Audrey Wells, she really liked that idea. So, boy, probably 15 years ago, she was like, hey, let's do that. I think that would be a really neat event. And that really did take off. So, yeah, that's always the first Saturday in June. So you have to wait till June for that.
A good way to get a lot of people involved, because there are lots of people who love to do that. And again, as you said, a lot of these towns, people, I'm sure, get involved with that too.
Yeah, they really do. So it's been fun to see people rally around it and take pride in our area. And there's so many people talk about the history you have. And this history's been here all along. But I think the way that we've been able to brand it and package it together and put it on the maps and tell the backstories, people walk away going, oh my gosh, that's a lot of history in that area.
Yeah, we talk about a flyover or drive-through state here. This is one of the ways that can make that drive more interesting, just get off the interstate.
Yeah, I know, and it never goes more than 2 miles from the interstate. So it's it runs parallel. So it's such an easy trip just to go right along, and you'll remember the road and the towns that you went through. But if you kept on the interstate, you wouldn't remember what it was.
So it's not really a detour. It's just a few more miles, but a lot more interesting. So again, let's name the towns just in case somebody doesn't know where we're talking about.
Well, our Western Gateway is Adair, Casey, Menlo, Stewart, and then Dexter is our Eastern Gateway off of the interstate.
Okay, and you can keep going on, I believe, Highway 6. out there. Yeah, you'd be still kind of close. I mean, the White Pole Road still is kind of there, but you have to look for it in other places where yours is really designated.
Right, yeah. And we welcome to keep on driving into Atlantic and on into Omaha. We don't frown on that. But yeah, our focus right now is the five-town area, which is three counties also. So it's been fun to work together with all the counties and all the communities coming together and collaborating.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Liz Gilman, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on the White Pole Road and being designated as a byway. So remember, folks, let's tour Western Iowa.